Ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck, welcome aboard Volume 4 of There I Was, Adventures from Three Decades in the Sky. Okay, I heard you. With each volume of There I Was, I've received plenty of feedback from you, the reader. And what you want is more. More There I Was stories, more guest writers, more love, laughs, and tears in the sky. More volumes with more, well, more volume. So here you go. The moriest of them all, the thickest, heaviest, most adventurous volume yet. Many of the stories in this volume have appeared in one form or another in Airways Magazine, where I write as a columnist, and its online counterpart, airwaysmag.com. In addition, many have appeared on my aviation blog, Adventures of Cap'n Aux, cap'naux.com. That is CAPNAUX.com. When I originally started the blog in 2012 to relay some of the wild adventures in my nearly 40 years of flying, over time, the blog has evolved. Now I write about a wide array of aviation-related topics, hoping to enlighten the reader not only on life in the cockpit, but the pilot's life in general. One of the greatest unexpected delights of writing my blog has been meeting you, the reader, the pilot, the aviation enthusiast, you who live in every corner of the globe. I found each of you and your stories equally fascinating. Everyone has a story to tell if you just listen, hence the theme of this book, The People. We all marvel at the miracle of flight and the amazing technical achievement of powered air travel. We gawk at the hammerhead stalls, thrill at the baritone pass of a P-51, and gush at the simple, sleek, aluminum beauty of a DC-3. But without the human pilot, all those pretty metal lines, Garmin electronic wonders, and stratospheric JT-8D power are nothing but inanimate objects lying dead and dormant on the tarmac. As Sir Walter Raleigh said, "The engine is the heart of an airplane, but the pilot is its soul." Like Dr. Frankenstein, the pilot breathes life into the plane. But before the aviator ever sets foot aboard, he or she has traveled a long path to get there, a long, often fascinating path. It is their stories that we shall celebrate in this volume, their struggles, their achievements, their failures, their lives. For it is they who are the true stars of the air, and each one has a fascinating story to tell. Oh, don't worry, there's still plenty There I Was tales to go around in this volume as well. I hope you've enjoyed volumes 1 through 3, but if you haven't caught them, don't worry, each book in this series stands alone, as does each story in this book, with its own tales of aviation adventure, humor, heartache, reflection, and fun. Except where otherwise noted, every aviation story in this work is true and represents what is, for me, a literal lifetime of adventures in the sky. Whether you are a seasoned warrior of the sky, fledgling pilot about to embark on your own lifetime of adventures, or a certified chairborne av geek, I invite you to sit back, relax, well, as best you can, some of these stories are pretty hairy, and enjoy the ride. V1 Rotate. Sincerely, Eric Auxier. October 1, 2017.